Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Monday the 19th of September 2016. This is my audio blog. This is following on from the last bill I did on Friday morning when I was enunciating my plan of the things I wanted to do that day in a work context. Jana suggested it might be a good idea to sort of follow that up with a progress report to talk about what I had achieved and what I had not achieved, and what had happened and what had not happened in that day. So I could do that. Interesting, I think, to reflect on which ones didn't happen, and does it matter that they didn't happen, and did I set my sights too high, kind of stuff. So my two meetings in London, my two catch-ups in London, happened, and both people were seemed to be delighted that I'd gone to see them and take the time to go and see them face to face. One of them even gave me a Mars bar as a gift, which was really, really kind and sweet. I assume it's sweet to taste as well, but I didn't mean sweet in terms of sugary, but sweet as in a kind thing to do. So that was nice. Also, while I was in London, I was on a conference call, as I mentioned, to try and resolve an issue. Didn't happen. The application specialist had decided during the course of the call that actually, following his research, it was going to require a restart of the servers, and we hadn't asked for permission for a restart, so that work will be continued probably on Tuesday when I have received agreement. So I had to then go home, arrange an agreement for an outage of service for this particular system. That one didn't actually succeed in that respect, but not nothing that I'm going to take as a personal failing on my part. getting back to the main office again was slightly challenging because there was a number of things in the London, when I was at the London office, that that I thought that I needed to spend immediate attention on, and spending time face to face with people as well, and showing my gratitude for the hard work they're doing seems to be a worthwhile investment. So I was a little bit later leaving London than I intended to be, and then when I got to the main train station, the particular London terminus, and that I needed to get my train back out to the main office, all of the trains were cancelled or delayed or whatever, because there'd been a landslide and a train derailment and stuff like that. So luckily nobody was killed. I think a few people were hurt slightly on the train that was involved. But anyway, yes, there was delays on the train, so there was it took me longer to get back. But I got back to the main office in time for my other meeting, and so that was successful as well. And again, the person I was having the meeting with seemed to be happy with the outcome of the meeting. So that went well. But I didn't do those monthly reports. There were too many other questions and things came in on email that kind of needed pushing along. So yes, those reports once again have not been done. So as I passed the 5-minute mark, I just finish off the thought of, so I haven't achieved everything I put on my list for Friday. Does that mean I'm a failure? That I didn't do everything that I put on my list? Or if I had achieved everything on my list, would that have meant that I didn't actually push myself hard enough? Did I not have enough things on the list? So I think it's healthy to have more to do in the day than possibly might be achieved. I think it's healthy to do that. And so I guess Paul made the distinction about there are sort of two levels of importance, perhaps, in a daily list: the things that you definitely want to do and the things that would be nice to do, or if you can squeeze them in or whatever. And looking back at my list, I achieved as much as I could all of the things that I wanted to definitely do, and the things that were nice to do that were on my list didn't get done. There were other things that arose during the day that were nice to do or needed to doing, and that filled up the rest of my time. So yeah, I think it was successful in that respect, but I think I don't think it should be seen as a failure to not have achieved everything that's on the list. It's good to have that focus of knowing the things that you do want to get done, that kind of are important to get done that day. Having a list helps focus and helps you achieve them, I hope. So I would be very, very interested if anybody else has got similar lists that they would like to share. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.